bull by the horns, and she's found some good mentors, and some of them I've introduced her to, and others she's found, and she's really taken to it. And I think part of it is being able to apply what she's going to tell you to your business and making it your own, and being able to do that and have success, because you, one of the biggest things in network marketing is always your warm market. And if you continue to grow that, you'll continue to find people. And so without further ado, I'll turn this over to Miss Amanda Ryan.
Oh my goodness, thank you, Taylor. And you guys, I'm so excited to be on this call with you right this second. However, I'm gonna go live inside the Revolutions page as well, and I just broke my tripod. So bear with me, have a quick little giggle at my expense, and let's see if I can't get this rocking and rolling on this end for you as well. Ooh, okay. I too have been super sick. Just let me say hello to our Facebook viewers. Hey guys, thanks for coming in and joining us live this evening. My name is Amanda Ryan. Super excited to be with you all. For those of you who don't know me, because we are shouting out to all of you new folks who are here online with your partners tonight, let me know if you're online. Let me know where you're coming in from. I would love to hear that. And if you're not online, welcome to the call. I'm super excited. So my name is Amanda Ryan, like I said, and I've been with Dynamax for 3 years. And I'm just going to give you a little rundown on why I chose social media as the avenue for me really quick. Because some people are like, well, why social media? What is so cool about it? What is so unique about it? And what is so cool and unique about it for me is the fact that I can literally do it from wherever I'm at. So I can do a day-to-day system that's super, super simple and easy, so super simple and easy people try to overcomplicate it like crazy, that I learned from a couple named John and Nadia Milton. These two are absolutely incredibly incredible. I've had the opportunity to take their social media marketing course, and in doing so, I am so lucky to be able to share that with you. So like I said, when I'm talking about a simple system, I'm truly talking about a simple system. And for those of you who are watching me live right now, if my camera's shaking, that's because I literally broke my iPod, my tripod as we were talking, and I probably look a little funny. And also probably don't look the greatest because I too was sick, and I didn't actually get an opportunity to get the swelling out of my eyes today. So you can go ahead and feel sorry for me just a minute. I had a free trip to Mexico that Dynamax paid for, and I came home with some sort of crazy flu that gave me swollen eyes. So I can say a poor me for like 30 seconds, and you guys can all be like, boo you, you just got a free trip to Mexico. Serves you right, you should have came home sick. Haha, just kidding. All right, so back to the simple system now that we got sidetracked for a second there and gave you a little laugh. The system is called 5-5-3. So go ahead and write that down, 5-5-3, okay? Our first five, so we're talking about getting out there, making friends, creating a network. The first part of network marketing is networking. And what I find we forget to do is actually to network. We forget to put ourselves in spots where we can meet people online and offline. It is just as easy to meet somebody online as it is offline, which is really super cool. But I will never, ever, ever take anything away from a person-to-person contact, because that is always the greatest way to do something and always the best way to meet somebody. But this is a way where you can really utilize your time and efforts on a day-to-day basis by doing a few simple things. So we're going to talk about 5-5-3, and the first five is talking about connecting with new people online or in person, or people that you haven't talked to in a really super long time. So you're going to reach out, you're going to commit to reaching out to five people a day. So the first five people you're going to talk to, like I said, are going to A, be people that you have not talked to in a really long time, or B, new people that you've never spoken to before. And you're going to find them in a couple different places. And can you hang on? I have a teenage son who decided it was a really great idea to listen to his computer in the same room I'm recording. Cody, upstairs, please, or Jerry, whoever's got it on. Bye. Thank you. Sorry about that. Gotta love working from home. All right. So back, the first five. So what I do on a day-to-day basis in this, I'm just going to give you a rundown and a breakdown of my morning, what it looks like. So when I'm reaching out to my first five people, I literally go into my Facebook Messenger. I love Facebook, but I love Facebook Messenger because that's where you connect with people. That's where you're able to talk to them and make those connections again and building friendships. So what I go do with that is I go into my Facebook Messenger, and at the very top, there's a spot that says active and inactive. So I switch over to the spot that says active, and I literally run through that list of active people and pick five or six people a day that I want to connect with out of there. Okay? Most of us say, oh, we haven't talked to anybody in a really, really long, or we've got no friends or no connections, but you go on your Facebook and you've got 500 friends and you haven't talked to one of them about Dynamax. Okay, I can almost guarantee you, if you go to your Facebook Messenger right now, you're gonna see people on there that A, you haven't talked to about Dynamax whatsoever, and B, you haven't had a connection with them in a long time. So that's the first challenge. Get out there that way. Also, you can meet people in person. And you know, you're out and about, put yourself in social situations where you can meet people. Never leave a good conversation without adding them to Facebook. A good verbiage on that is, hey, you know what, this was a spectacular conversation. I really love to keep connected. Is it all right with you if I add you to Facebook right now? And add them to Facebook before they leave, because that is so, it's so funny because it's a happy medium. It's not as like you're asking them for your phone number, right? This day and age, our phone numbers are still pretty important or pretty private for the most part, right? But everybody's willing to give you out their Facebook account information for the most part. All right? So we're looking at it that way. So the next five people that you're going to reach out to, probably as you get the system going, are five people that you have invited to something. So you've invited them to watch a video, you've invited them to come to a presentation, you invited them to a phone call, you've literally gone ahead and had a conversation with them, talking to them about what you do, talking about the product. You know what? Leading with the product is not a bad thing whatsoever. Always feel out your people, because you always want to pick your product or your business partners really, really well, but we always need product users. So if you have product users and you're building your business on product users and you're able to put them into the system, as your business builds, as your team builds, you're going to be able to, and everybody's in my video, say hi, guys. And everybody is, you're literally able to, totally lost it. You're literally able to connect with those people, get them in front of the message, get them in front of your video or whatever. Get it out to them. So you shared it with them. You put them. So I use a system called ATM, and that's a whole nother training. But what I do when I get my people from that to this next five, I actually add them into my group. And again, that is a whole nother training, which I can do very, very soon, hopefully for you. So we do the add tag message, or you know, you can get them in front of the video and you can get them on a three-way call with anybody in the company. And what I normally do, you guys, is I really pay attention to my people that I'm bringing in and sharing this opportunity with, because I pay attention to what they're saying. Because if I can connect them to somebody who has the same issues that the products maybe have gone and done something for, or maybe there's somebody whose business story lines up with something, or maybe they have something in common, with what you're doing or with somebody else is doing, then you're going to be able to get them on a three-way call with that individual person. We're small enough of a company, and we're so blessed to have such a loving, willing to help company. You guys really reach out and find out stories. Find out who's what, where, when, why, and how you can connect. That is so important. And I think it's a step that we forget a lot of the times is, you know, we'll go out, we'll meet some people, we'll talk to about them, but then we don't ever connect them with somebody that they can relate to. So make sure you're doing that. Make sure that's like the step, that is like step three in your system. Number one is reaching out and saying hello. Number two is getting them connected to, like I said, to a business, a story or whatever. And number three is to get them on a phone call and connected to somebody else inside the company, which is super awesome. And it really, really excites me. So number first five people that you haven't talked to in a long time, five people that you haven't talked to, or a combination of both. We've discussed that you're going to find those people right away within your friends list, because I can guarantee you have people on your list that you haven't talked to. If you feel the need that you're going to need to reach out to other people to do this, and you want to reach out to new people, then I suggest getting into Facebook groups, joining Facebook communities, and making friendships inside Facebook communities that you actually have something in common with. So if you if you're a painter, you might join a painting group. If you're a photographer, you might join a photography group, and drop value into it, to those groups daily, so people get to know who you are, so that they know, or they're like, wow, where did this lady come from? She's dropping all this great value and all of these great pictures all of the time and doing all of this stuff. Where'd she come from? Let me make connection with her, right? Then you make connection with them. So that is another option for you for that first five as well. So the second five is getting them in front of the message. So five people that you have shared your opportunity with, five people that you've put in front of the message, that you have stepped outside of your comfort zone and made connection with already, and you're talking about business and or product or services, and they are interested in hearing more. Those are five more. Then you're going to find three people a day that have watched it, that have tried your product, that have been connected to somebody else. Three people, okay? So what this looks like at the end of the week is you have literally 60 people a week that you've had a conversation with, or that you've reached out to and talked to, right? So you've got like tons and tons and tons of people. Let's see. Let's go for the full numbers. I should have done the math in my head beforehand, but I didn't, because my day has been crazy. Okay, so Cody.
Yeah?
What is 5 times 6?
30.
So I was right. I didn't even need to do it. It is 60. So 60 people at the end of the week that you have talked to. And then what is 3 times 6, guys?
3 times 6?
Yeah.
18.
18. 18. See, I've got my beautiful little mathematicians in the back. That's why I don't even have to think about it. And Lori Smitty, my superhero, she's busting it out online here for me as well. 18 people at the end of the week that have potentially heard and seen and tasted your product, people. You need to get excited about this stuff. I beg you to not overcomplicate things. If you need support or help on this and you are not sure you got it, go ahead and drop me a line anytime. You can catch me on social media all of the time. You can phone me. Write down my phone number, 403-519-1066. There's that as well. And just don't overcomplicate it. If all else fails, go make some friends, people, because that's what we need to do. We are not making enough friends. And the real thing is, and Eva Hood, muscle, 240 people a month. Okay, could you imagine if you did half of that, what your business is going to look like in the next 90 days? People, this is exciting. Get excited. I'm going to jump off here right away, and we've actually got, I'm off a little bit early, so that's a first, because, and Glenn will be happy about that, I'm sure. But, you guys, I am running a social media contest. Now, this is super, super exciting, and you guys are going to get the little in before anybody else, okay? Get on tonight at 8 p.m., and I'm going to tell you what the prizes are right now, only for Dynamax peeps only, okay? We are going to do, so this is insane. Rob Spiri has donated a 30-minute coaching session for the person who comes in first place in my social media marketing course at the end of 30 days. What it is it's going to be a 30-day run doing day-to-day activities like the 5-5-3 system and utilizing social media marketing as much as we can so that we can get super exciting about it. So Rob Spiri has donated that, okay? But I have purchased as a grand prize a social media marketing academy for one person and one person only. So, how super exciting. Karen Johnson, thanks for dropping my digits. You guys, thanks for being on this call. You being on here tonight really just give yourselves a pat on the back, because it means that you want it. It means that you want something different. You're ready for a different way of life. You're ready to get out of your comfort zone, grow as an individual, and really have a life of freedom. So congratulations for being a part of Dynamax and making that decision whenever you did. We love you all, and have a fabulous evening. Bye-bye.